Doyle wants the state to borrow $130 million to balance the Medicaid budget, and while government borrows money all the time for long-term projects, Republicans say it's unprecedented to use the state's credit card to pay day-to-day expenses. Greendale Republican Assemblyman Jeff Stone says it would leave a debt that future generations would have to pay off.
So 2 years from now, we've spent $130 million, we borrowed it, and we have nothing. 20 years from now, some kid that's not born is going to be paying for this bonding.
Over the next two decades, it's estimated taxpayers would have to pay about $100 million in interest on Doyle's plan. In Stone's words, the Finance Committee needed to block the borrowing because, quote, someone has to be a grown-up. But the governor says Republicans will have a hard time balancing the budget without borrowing.
Where are they going? Are they ready to cut senior care? Are they ready to cut Badger care? It's pretty easy for them to say, oh, we're going to take care of all of this, just watch us down the road. And then the first thing out of the box is to put us on a course that continues to increase Medicaid spending through greater nursing home usage.
Doyle says his spending plan would save money in the long run. He wants to use the borrowing to set up more community care programs that help people move out of nursing homes and off the state's Medicaid rolls. The Finance Committee is also likely to reject another element of Doyle's budget that would use part of the state's malpractice insurance fund to pay immediate Medicaid expenses. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.